Katara is back.
This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right.
And this is Katara, my flying sister.
That's right, I'm Sokka. It's pronounced with an Akka.
My name is Tak Fei Fong, and I'll need 4 tickets.
My name is Zuko, Prince of the Fire Nation, and heir to the throne.
Don't flatter yourself.
You lost me at Zuko.
Zuko, you look so cute.
I can tell you're lying.
Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Anybody got a problem with that?
You'll have to leave now. Your lemur is harassing our sparrow kids.
Those are enemy birds.
Even that oaf knows to concentrate on what he's doing.
He does have a heart, doesn't he?
Come on, come on, come on!
Shuffle on, I get you.
Stay flaming. Now, check this out.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongWuFang.net. I'm your main host for today, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Ruth.
Salute.
Melanie.
Hello.
Jake.
Hello.
Alisa.
Booyah.
And making her first appearance, Rebecca.
Hi.
Rebecca is B-Squad on DongWuFang. So, send questions to podcast.dongwufang.net. Send us your question for about, send us questions. Yeah, okay, so about the mailbag. Mailbag questions in the mailbag segment now are a small portion of the ones sent in. I've compiled a list of mailbag questions at the podcast page, dongwufang.net/podcast. Click on mailbag at the top, and answered most of them that you guys send in there. The ones that make it to the podcast are the ones I think make for interesting discussion. There will not be a mailbag segment this week, because I answered a lot of them in the podcast page, and I'm saving a lot of emails for future discussions. So basically, guys, the mailbag segment's done. What I'm going to start doing is, like, I'm answering most of the questions you guys send in on that page, and the ones that I want to use for the podcast, I'm going to actually use in, like, a discussion we have. So, like, Zutara questions are going to be for the Zutara segment, Shipping Special 3. So, like, I'm going to incorporate mailbag questions into the segments. And questions that don't get incorporated are going to be answered on the podcast page. Because it's not that I didn't like reading answering your letters, it's just the mailbag segment was really tedious and long, and I don't know, probably not going to happen again. So yeah, today's podcast, I don't see being longer than 45 minutes. I'm thinking about around half an hour. Let's see what happens. News and views, DongWuFang Avatar News, we'll get into the air date a little more in there. 317 title discussion, the recently revealed 317 title, which you will hear in the Avatar News, or DongWuFang News, actually. And then we will discuss Season 3, the beginning episodes. This isn't really a beginning, it's just I gotta get all of these out of the way in one show. So 301 to 311. And then we'll close these out. So let's move on to our Avatar and DongWuFang News. So, in this week's DongWuFang News, DongWuFang's winter event, the most wonderful time of the year, is over. Aww.
Oh,
the last
no.
time we get to say best title ever. And what did you guys, by the way? That was, like, the greatest
news. No, actually, it wasn't.
Definitely was. So we...
We should vote on this.
Wow, I definitely just wrote we announced. Wow. We announced the 313 and 317 titles all throughout the winter. The 317 title has just been revealed. It's called The Ember Island Players.
Very yeah, filler.
Very interesting. We'll get into it. Right.
So, yeah. Not to be confused with the Ember Island Players.
Who knows?
Run, John, and Chen.
So yeah.
Okay. No, they can be found on the main page.
The main page, yeah. Look at the main page for that graphic. Awesome graphic by Jody and idea by Ruth. So yeah, the Olympics. What's going on right now at the Avatar Olympics, Jake?
Newest competition starting tonight is the Season 3 trailer. You can check out the details at avatarolympics.net/index. And there are going to be more results posted for the OC contest that's coming up here soon, and there will also be a new contest up tomorrow.
Okay, and in your Avatar news for this week, Avatar has been nominated finally for a Kids' Choice Award. So make sure you vote for Avatar at nick.com/something. I don't really care. Go to their website.
/something. I don't care.
ScreenNick website.
Actually, try that.
Yeah,
there actually might be something at that URL.
You have such a hatred for nick.com.
I don't like nick.com. I mean, I'm fine with Nick, but I hate nick.com.
Wow, so, yeah. That's like paradox.
Why?
No,
yeah, that
I obviously actually tried looking for the site to vote on the website, and I can't find it. So.
So yeah.
I would go on there, but my computer's not too expensive.
Okay, I don't think it's started yet. So,
now it's time for our annual. When will 312 air?
Annual.
Something like that. Oh wow.
Wouldn't it be like bi-monthly? Or bi-weekly?
Okay, so but here's the news. There's an Sozin's comic. It's titled Avatar Book, coming out on May 20th. This is an adaptation. So basically, it's going to be like the Earth Kingdom Chronicles book. Now, how do I know it's an adaptation? Because on Amazon.com it says, doesn't say author, it says adapter. So yeah, the finale basically has to come out before this book.
You would think that.
It will. But they could always push the book back. That's the thing.
Canada's current airing schedule, Canada should be airing the finale on May 16th.
Yes, and that is when I think I'm almost 100% sure they will air the finale. May 16th.
I would be very sad if Canada...
See,
like,
now before I said May 16th 2 weeks ago because it was the last week in ratings, in the sweeps, and now it also lines up with the book. So it's like, why? I'm pretty sure they're planning around it. So this leaves us with four theories. We're back to the four theories. I did them over again. The first theory, without a week off before the finale, puts 312 at April 4th, and this is with 314 and 315 airing separate weeks. The second theory, which is my choice, has a week off before the finale and 314, 315 airing separate weeks, which puts 312 on March 28th. Third theory has 314, 315 airing the same week and no break before the finale, puts 312 April 11th. And the fourth theory has 314, 315 airing the same week before the finale, putting 312 April 4th. And the May 16th finale for all of those. So yeah, I'm really liking Theory 2. I think March 28th is the date because it lines up with YTV. And it YTV's coming back March 28th according to their schedule. And it just, like, everything works out.
And UK should actually be lined up. I've been tracking. It seems like they're actually skipping a couple of episodes this weekend. But it looks like they might get Dave Black's Son sometime early March and then take a couple of weeks off before returning to new episodes in late March.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just March 28th, I'm thinking right now. Now, of course, that can change with new information, but we'll see. March 28th is interesting. So, yeah.
I predict next week will be the Zoe 101 finale again.
Guys, don't count on it being the next week. Please stop doing the whole
What?
This really pisses me off, though. Why
didn't it
air this week? When will it air? It's going to air eventually. Guys, I think it's going to air at the latest, obviously June, but we could get it. We're almost definitely going to get it before then, so don't complain. This is our last thing.
Now they're going to hold off until September again.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they won't.
They're going to air 312 through 317 and then put the finale in the fall.
Oh, yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. It's Nick, hello.
When have they ever made sense?
Exactly.
They make more sense.
Well, right now they're actually doing, you know, the same kind of break they did between season 1 and season 2. The only difference is it's mid season.
Right now, but you know.
Yeah.
The first
The break between season 2 and season 3 was insane.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was actually.
I was ready to kill myself.
Actually, that break was kind of what they're supposed to do according to the situation. So, whose fault that situation was? Jake still hasn't asked, so I still don't know, so I still can't make a judgment, so I have to assume it's...
It's Nick's fault.
You have to ask your contact, then.
It's Joe's fault. It's Joe's fault.
For 3 months. That's all you have to ask.
It was picked up a couple months late. I told you this.
I know, and tell me why. Ask your contact, please.
Because Nick...
Oh, that's
CV play.
It's thank you for that.
Yes.
But why did they not pick it up, you know, on time?
Was it contract negotiations? Was it? I don't know.
I'm
IDK. That's the answer he's going to get back from his contact. IDK.
Yes. I'm just glad
IDK.
They could do what Disney did to Gargoyles and take the show away from the original creator. Because that would have totally blew.
Well, that's Disney. That's like something else.
I'm actually kind of
hey,
with the show.
You know, Disney bought Doug from Nick when Nick didn't have anything else to do
well,
with
yeah,
it.
Well, yeah, Disney is a little bit,
Doug is amazing. Okay,
yeah.
Let's move on to 3 seconds
yeah.
of panel discussion. As announced earlier, the episode 317 is entitled The Ember Island Players. Initial reactions. No theory mill yet. Everyone has initial reactions.
No, but it's like proof.
Actors.
That's
what it
filler?
Is.
That's like my whole thing right there.
Okay, let's go back
filler.
To before.
My filler alarm is going off.
Okay, let's go back to before when people started to kind of think this was the play.
No, Ember Island players is a name
like
you attach to.
When me and Jake
no,
first
players is a name
title.
That you attach to. No, players is a name
Mel.
That you attach to theater companies.
Mel.
It is.
Ember Island
Mel.
Players.
Mel.
It is.
I'm talking about initial reactions right now.
That was my initial
That's,
reaction. You
yeah.
heard me when I said it. I
asked
you and I said,
Jake's
wow, my mind goes
reaction.
Right to Broadway.
Jake, what was your initial reaction to this title when you learned about it several months ago and you didn't tell me right away, which pissed me off.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
But at first, that was filler.
Filler.
Yeah,
you know
I mean...
I, and I thought this,
I
did not have any reaction. I mean,
I'm not sure how it
this is
advanced
weird.
The plot.
Yeah. Now, I think it is going to advance the plot somehow, but... What was my first reaction? My first reaction was that Aang and the gang are going to visit Ember Island. Pre-invasion.
Yeah.
Second invasion.
See,
I'm playing. So yeah, the setting is obviously Ember Island. We're gonna return. Now who we're gonna see there is going to be a question. I personally do not think that Azula will be in this episode. Or Mayor Ty Lee.
Probably not.
Comments.
Well yeah, I think
I
so
agree.
Too, because it could sort of be like, so we saw Azula, May, and Ty Lee's reaction to Ember Island, and now we're gonna see maybe the gangs.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, and that brings
we've already
up,
seen
yeah.
that
this brings
Island.
Up a thing I just saw on ASN.
ASN.
There's this one post. Most of them were about the play, and, you know, it's great and all, but that's pretty boring. So, there's this one post that said that we the island's effects on, like, the opening things that make you open up and stuff have already been shown on, like, the Fire Nation sites, where you can actually see that for the gang now. So, like, we could see Aang, Katara, Sokka, Toph, and I guess Zuko now going through the same thing that Zuko, Mei, Ty Lee, Azula went through before.
There you go. That could be your fluff.
See? Okay. Let me tell you why this is not going to be a Cat Aang episode.
Whoa. I thought that was where this was going.
Okay. 318 and 319 are the fundamentals of Cat Aang. Now, why would you bring a Cat Aang episode before... Okay, let's do this. I'm going to talk Cat Aang for, like, 10 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay. So,
God,
I'm thinking, guys, and I do not think that we will see a revelation before the finale. They're not going to say they love each other before
My
3-8,
God.
Before 3-19. Because that takes,
all this fluff.
That takes away from the drama of 3-19. Now... I think they need to build it up to a point in 319 where it's obvious to both of them what they both feel. So, I think we're going to see some Katara, more Katara crushing on Aang within the next few episodes. And all it takes is a 30-second scene. You have to show something blatantly obvious that shows Katara's
Death
feelings.
Threat.
Right, because mostly all of that scene besides
me. Oh my god, Eddie, what the hell are you doing?
Wait, I didn't hear. What happened?
Wow.
Nothing.
I didn't hear that.
Tricking me, Jake? Okay.
But yeah, we've mostly been seeing the Cat Aang from Aang's point of view, except for maybe in The Fortune Teller.
Well, up until 302. Yeah, that's interesting, because this is one of the things I want to debate so badly when we get to Cat Aang special, is what is Katara thinking throughout all of this? But, you know, the point is for it to be ambiguous, so it's kind of out there until the end.
Keep me.
I'm fairly sure Katara has liked Aang ever since even 104, but, I mean, that's why... I could get in a whole discussion here, but, so yeah, basically, they have to show a little Katara liking within there. So I think that that is going to come. Well, Hamilton's writing 315, so you've got to think sometime around then.
Well, the interesting thing is, even in the fortune teller, it's usually been when other people point it out to Katara that she realizes that she has feelings for him.
Well, this isn't going to be a revelation to her, though. She knows it. I mean, Aang just...
Right, but it's just a little nudge, reminder, like, hey, you really like this kid, kind of thing.
I don't want it to be a reminder. I want this to be one of her things where it's, well, like, they're in the Western Air Temple. And she can't sleep at night because they still can't think of it. Like, Lyra Locke is, like reading, like, 10 different ways they can confess at the Western Air Temple. Reading that makes me so frustrated. It's like, because they're not going to do any of them. Because they're not going to confess before. And I don't think they're going to kiss before. I hate that pains.
Oh, my God. I thought we were going to see all this fluff.
I know.
This is disappointing.
I think we're going to see fluff, but it's not going to be direct fluff because...
Direct fluff.
Amazing and awesome. That they're going to have revelation, kiss, and everything, and fluff all in one awesome... I think it's going to be the second half of the episode thing. So, yeah. Again, not official, my theories. So yeah, this and that, and then therefore, if the next, I mean, 318 is a pre-319 episode, so obviously. And then this is pre-318, so I don't see 317 being Ketting at all. And if it is, awesome, but I just don't see it being that. So yeah, I don't see any romances. Maybe, of course you could have the Taka hints, but it's like, nothing major here.
Oh.
So yeah. Who's in the episode? You know, I definitely could see Zuko not being here for this episode. You know, like last podcast or something, 316 session, I should say, this episode would be a lot easier to picture without Zuko being there. I mean, Zuko's already been to the island.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he goes off to look for his mom.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last time.
Well, they're hanging at Umbrella.
I think he's going to go look off in 316 and return for the finale, but... Because that would get the Zuko.
Yeah, because that just, it wouldn't really seem to make sense if they were going through the same thing there. That they went through.
Yeah,
he's Zuko, doing
because
it.
Because he'd be like, oh, yeah, I know all about this.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
I don't necessarily think this is going to be a gang. Let's look inside ourselves episode.
It could be kind of like what was hinted at the beginning of the beach before Combustion Man showed up, because we didn't really see a whole lot of the gang when they were hanging out at the beach. So it could just be, you know, them having fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be that. And I want to kind of compare this to 309, but it's not going to be the same thing as 309.
I hope not.
God, that would be terrible.
You know, I think this because you can kind of see Ember Island being a rendezvous point, can't you? I mean, it's
I don't know, there's a lot of people there.
Guys, this isn't going to be another invasion, but it's going to be kind of, I mean, it's interesting, because I think they're going to go from the Western Air Temple to Ember Island, so I think this is going to be like, they're in the Fire Nation, now let's attack.
I mean, it's certainly hard to guess what it's going to be like without seeing episodes after Day of Black Sun.
I hate when people say that, because we were speculating about 309's title when we haven't even seen the beginning of season three yet. So we've had worse conditions than that. We pulled it off for 309.
I like the speculation for 309. Didn't come true, but
309 was terrible.
Speculation for 309, people hit it head on. It was Nightmares and Daydreams rang before the invasion. People literally said that.
Right, it was the early season three that we had trouble speculating with.
Yeah, that's because those are the early episodes, but,
the headband.
We'll discuss that next time.
The painted lady.
Painted lady.
Oh,
Suki!
I believe I called that wasn't Suki, but anyway.
I was expecting that one to be the actress, which I'm assuming we're going to now see in 317.
Okay, so let's get into the theater idea.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. First of all, ASN guys, Jake said a while ago that Ember Island would be in two episodes.
So yes.
I finally realized that. I was like, what's taking you so long? And then there's a poster in 307 that talked about an acting group. You probably read this in more detail, Lisa.
Hmm?
Did you read in more detail on ASN, the poster in 307?
No.
Want me to pull it up? Did anyone read that?
No, I haven't heard of this.
I'm interested now, though.
Sure, let's pull it up.
So we can properly speculate.
I'm going to steal them.
Yeah, I'm going.
I mean, to be fair, I've only seen the episodes from third season twice, so, you know, I haven't overanalyzed them.
Yeah.
Overanalyzing.
That's what Dylan likes to do.
I watched them on Turbo Nick, and then I watched them when they aired.
Yeah. They're always on Turbo Nick before.
Hey, where the heck is this?
They certainly were for, let's see, The Runaway and The Painted Lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was actually back in America, so I could watch things on Turbo Nick.
Okay, poster from The Runaway. It was just like a 2-second shot. The first poster on the left in one of these shots says Ember Island Theater.
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 Oh.
Don't do that.
Did that when Sokka passed by after he got hockey?
Seriously, don't do that.
Yeah, there's a wanted poster for the Blue Spirit in that shot.
I was always wondering what that said.
Yeah, it says Ember Island Theater, so...
Are we supposed to be looking at this because I'm...
No. So,
aren't you going to show this to us, or are we just going to blindly speculate?
I just told you what it is. It's a poster that says Ember Island Theater.
It says something about theater.
Taking your word for it.
So, yeah. That's how ASNers got this before it really
started,
actually. That's what it's called. So, yeah. I was impressed. But, yeah, good job, ASNers and peoples.
Yeah. Good eye.
And, I think.
Like the drill with the in 117.
Yeah, they got
people. No, shadowing there.
But yeah, anyway, this was... So what could be the theater? And also, in an interview a while ago, a supposed interview, we still don't know if that's real or not.
Totally say that's real now.
We assume it's real, yeah, now.
Can't assume
I'm assuming it's real now by based on the episode title.
No, not that, Elisa, but...
I'm doing that.
There was an interview with... Greta Leslie that said
she would be playing in an episode character.
It was talking about her.
Yeah, a character that would
play
Katara,
and that she cried a lot.
Yeah.
So people are assuming that there's she's going to. That's going to be three. So here's the connection: is that there's going to be a theater on Ember Island, and then the play is going to go on there, maybe mocking the gang or something. Ozai's going to set the gang play. How do they know about Katara, though? That's the weird thing. Like, they've seen Katara twice, Ozai. Ozai hasn't ever seen Katara. How would he know better to set up a play? See, that's the interesting part.
Say
your theory now.
That was my theory, basically.
I know,
but not there.
Detail.
Just in detail? Yeah. Well, I don't really, because you pretty much covered it in different aspects, because just the thing is, I think it's going to end up being just a filler episode with most likely the gang at Ember Island with this theater company there.
Okay.
Theater with Gray to Leslie, assuming that interview is
so
real.
Ember Island Theater, you think, is like theater company. So
yeah, because players, when it's attached to something like that, that means it's a theater company. The Ember Island players.
That's, I think that's like the most likely possibility.
Because I'm pretty sure it's not the pimps that we see on the front page.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
I guess that's the playettes.
Not that those aren't amazing, Jody and Ruth, but...
Is Ruth even talking?
She's here.
I don't think so.
No. Did she leave again?
No, she's definitely
not here.
Hello-ing for Jody. Yeah.
Yeah, I think part of it is in The Awakening when Lo and Lee are telling the story about how Azula and Zuko defeated the Avatar. I think that story is going to develop into this play, is what I think, honestly, the play is going to be.
Yeah, probably, but it's probably going to, obviously, the fact that...
Kind of like what we got hinted at, Puppet Flakes, I'll say it.
Oh, God!
No, but the thing with
that puppet show of Puppet Ozai burning this Earth Kingdom guy, when Ozai probably himself has never actually met an Earthbender.
Yeah, it's going to be from the Fire Nation's point of view, or perspective, basically just propaganda.
If anything, we've seen in this season that the Fire Nation has propaganda. So
here's what I want to do. Assume that it's the theater company. and the receipt of play, what is the significant impact of this episode? Because I can tell you, this is not going to
well,
be great on
if you
Baylor.
Go with if you go with the thing about them, I don't know. Well, actually, no, never mind. That doesn't make
sense.
We're just
going to see a play, and then it's like, oh, that's the
well, it could be along the lines of them when they discover more about themselves on Ember Island.
But
it's
that,
like, oh, they're seeing themselves in a play.
It could be voodoo dolls.
Look, I cry. You know, I cry.
Voodoo dolls. Yes.
Those guys way of easily winning voodoo
dolls. Well, one possible thing is maybe, you know, they see this play and it gets them worked up and they want to tell the real story to the Fire Nation people.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
And they blow their cover?
No, they don't blow their cover. They like they sneak in as, like, actors or something and, like, change the play.
But again,
right,
why?
Like, knock
it's
out the...
probably, I know you're going to kill me for saying this, but yeah. It's probably a filler
it's
episode.
It's not a filler episode, I'm going to tell you. The episode, it's not going
to be. You have constantly said it's a filler episode.
I've said it's...
Yeah.
See, my definition of filler is different from you.
Right, that's why the whole filter is when you type filler in the chat, it replaces it with important.
Yes.
Oh, it does. Is that like when it replaces...
okay,
yes.
Let me replace
it, like, replaces the word class with Batman.
Yes.
Because it has...
The Ember Island Players
yes.
is going to be an important episode.
Yes, it is. Okay.
So, an important episode.
Let me think of an episode to compare this to. Appa's Lost Days, in a way. Because Appa's Lost Days obviously wasn't filler, but it wasn't completely. It was like. I think it's going to be a little above Appa's Lost Days as
we
plot
things,
wise.
But it was,
so it's, yeah, we learned things, but it wasn't necessarily necessary. It's like,
yeah.
This episode, I think we're going to have important aspects, but it's not going to be, like, OMG necessary to the plot.
I'm just hoping it's not a recap episode that some animated series are just so prone to do.
Recap. Montage.
Yeah.
Oh, we still need a Katang Big Brown Eyes montage. We even though Katara's Big Eyes, that's getting...
Oh, my God. Oh, no, 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 no.
Have you said no enough?
No, 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 no,
no.
So,
yeah,
I'm done.
Pre-finale. Okay, now let's reveal the writers of this episode.
Writers.
And this is, I'm going to already tell you, this tells us absolutely nothing about the episode.
Us everything, Dylan.
The writers are Tim Hedrick, John O'Brien, and Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, filler.
Here's the only reason they're including all three, is because this is the last time their names are going to appear in the credits.
Yeah.
That's like it.
Just to give them extra credit.
Yeah, we don't know who actually wrote the episode, but that's what who's going to be credited for. It was probably more of a team effort.
Can I take bets on this, on which one we think actually wrote the episode?
We don't know, though. I mean, I guess Jake could ask, but we probably wouldn't be able to figure that out.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe Aaron even wrote it. Whenever we're in doubt, let's just say Aaron wrote it. It's
yeah. Maybe Elizabeth wrote it, and they just put everybody else's name on it.
No, because Elizabeth did. No, she did the last episode, though.
Yeah.
I other factors.
316, yeah.
Yeah, she did do so. So I don't know. So the writers tell us nothing. Signs point towards filler, but it's not completely filler. I think this is going to... This needs to develop. Okay, so here's what I... here's a pre-discussion of next week, or 2 weeks for you guys, is that I think 318 is going to be Aang's journey into the spirit world. So... And then 319 is the whole decision thing. And they might bring Iroh into play there. So Aang and Katara need to develop somewhat, I guess, in this episode. They need to have some form of setup. Now, I don't think it's Kat Aang. He needs to have some form of setup.
Well, maybe, and we're still talking about Ember Island Players, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, I don't know, seeing themselves in the play, seeing that again... type thing, just
oh, okay, I got it.
Themselves.
Right, like I said, you know, when Sokka mentions Aang really is a powerful bender, and Katara says,
yeah,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
So
yeah, it's
but
somebody.
He doesn't approach Aang about it.
The play could depict them as boyfriend and girlfriend, they could be all nervous, but I seriously...
Yeah, that's probably
that's
how the Fire Nation would see it.
And if they don't confront each other about it, I'm fine. That's
right, I don't think they will, honestly.
It's just
going
to make for, like, a really awkward moment.
We saw, like, Katara set in, she's blushing and
everything, yeah.
And then she goes off to the side, and she has her own, like, personal scene. That
wow.
would be a perfect setup. But
or even, I could deal with her talking to Sokka about it, you know?
I actually would love Sokka interaction, because then, like, 90% of Kat Aang fanfic Sokka is, like, the angry brother.
Angry brother.
So I'd love to see him not have that.
I don't see him being the angry brother, because he kind of almost encouraged it in the fortune teller at the beginning when he's like, 302.
I think Sokka would be very supportive.
He's infamous for doing the cock block.
Much more supportive than more supportive of Aang and Katara than Zuko and Katara, I'm pretty sure.
If Zutara ever happened, Sokka would definitely be the angry older brother.
Sokka's like character would point towards him being supportive of Cat Aang because
He knows Aang. He trusts Aang.
He knows Aang. He says he's even said he loved him in Day of Black Sun. So it's like, who else?
He ships Cat Aang totally.
He does. Okay.
He does.
By the way, let me just try to
Zuko is also a Cat Aang shipper. By the way,
Zuko is a Cat Aang shipper.
Let me try to define how I pronounce Cat Aang for a minute here.
Well,
Here's someone pronounce Cat Aang. Jake, pronounce Cat Aang.
Cat Aang.
No.
Katang.
Katang. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say Katang.
Katang.
Is that how you say it?
Katang.
No, I Katang. Said it.
Katang. That's how the creators even said it.
It's Katang, but I said it's not Katara.
It's not Katang. It's Cat.
I say no, Cat.
Her name is Cat.
I switch
Katara.
If you want to get technical, here's how the right way to pronounce Cat. It's pronounced Katang is. Cat Aang.
How?
Tang is not Aang's name. That's why
Cat is not Katara's name either.
Yeah.
It's not Katara.
It's Kut. It's Katang. Katang. If you want me to say Katang. It's Katang Aang, then
like,
I will.
Oh, something.
It's Katang. So for me, Katang is just as good as Katang because when
like
Katang and Moon is
see, now,
Katara's
now
name and Aang.
Because now they're all starting to sound the same. Katang. Katang.
Katang.
Katang, how I say it. Katang.
Katang.
And Katang. Katang. Cat Aang. So if you want to say
Cat Aang, sounds so much more like Katang. A pretty rubber, I'm telling
Katang.
You.
Katang,
Katang is just more fun to say than Cat Aang.
I like Cat Aang.
Cat Aang, yeah, Katang
I think
is
because
so
I like
much more
Aang's
fun to
name
say.
Actually being in there instead of Tang, which is another ship, so I don't like doing that.
The T is part of Katara's name.
Oh my god.
I know, but you pronounce it with the Tang.
So?
Whatever. See,
you just
kind
of
point out.
Oh my god.
It's not Tang, it's got the C. K.
Let's just go and I'll drink some Tang and have it over. Okay.
Cat
it is not
important.
Plus,
right,
yeah, this question.
Okay, today we'll be continuing our segments, recapping of the episode shown so far. The purpose of these is to find out the main theme of the episodes, which will help us speculate a bit about the finale later on. Today we'll be discussing the beginning, or season 3 so far, which is The Awakening, The Day of Black Sun Part 1, The Eclipse. No, The Invasion.
Holy crap.
No, wait, but no, it's Day of Black Sun
Part 2.
If you're going
to Part 2, then that's The Eclipse.
I completely screwed
oh,
myself on the line. Okay.
Yes.
Really?
Okay, let's go over a quick recap of the episodes. 301. We talked enough about 301, I think.
I, for one, like 301, personally.
Yeah, 301.
I thought it was anticlimactic after this 9-month wait.
Once again, I said this before. There's nothing. I said this before that really anything would have been anticlimactic after Crossroads of Destiny.
Yeah, right.
Zuko dying would have been anticlimactic.
The Lo and Lee scene was awesome.
Okay, yeah, Lo and Lee scene was one of the best series. Okay,
yeah,
like
that
headband,
was
one of my
really,
favorite episodes of the series. Genius. Painted Lady. Overlooked. I think this is actually a pretty good episode. It's,
yeah.
It accomplishes what it needs
as
to.
As the spirit Painted Lady, so, you know.
See, a Painted Lady, for me, here's my attitude looking at the first four episodes. We know a lot's not going to happen, so we might as well just take it as it goes. So that's what I did, and I like the Painted Lady. And you'll see, you all will see, and you will question my mind in a minute. And then we got into 304, Sokka's Master, amazing episode.
Yeah,
I was really disappointed.
Will we, will we see the Painted Lady again? Do you think?
No.
Yes.
Guitar's identity as the Painted Lady
in the last
20
seconds of the episode with what's their faces in the metal can in the metal
Master Yu and Jin Crew, right?
I should just float above them. Just
and then we get into 305, and it's the beach, and people have...
Best episode ever.
If you love it or hate it, I loved it.
I loved it. Not even for though, the same reason as Jake loved it, though.
See, standalone, I like 305 a lot. If you put it together with the rest of Azula's character, I hate it, though.
I like the Azula part.
Azula parts were bad.
No, it's because I'd like to believe that Azula has a heart. But
yeah, one line I like was when she was confessing about how she felt about how Ursa thought she was.
Yeah, I did. I could watch that episode over and over again.
That Ursa scene was OOC, yeah. And I didn't like it. But
not for that reason, Jake.
Well, why not?
The most great awesome part of the episode is still Combustion Man and that amazing sound effect.
Oh, Jesus.
What I liked about it was the Zuko fangirls.
Yeah, that's pretty
fun. No, I was sad that they actually abandoned that Combustion Man sound after that episode.
No, they
just turned
it
into regular explosion. There just wasn't the fireworky sound.
No, it was there in...
The Runaway?
Yeah, it was there in the Runaway.
It wasn't as cool, though.
Whatever, we'll get into Runaway. And then we went into 306. Awesome, awesome Voldemort and Gringoire.
Related.
So yeah.
My God, Iroh speaks.
Yeah, Iroh speaks.
That was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Finally, you know.
Yeah, and then 307. Here's the main episode.
Dylan. I don't.
So
what you said.
Mindset.
Dylan hates it.
Here's my mindset. Okay, we've gotten through. I've embraced the first four episodes of being filler. It's great. Now we get into some important episodes from 306 to 311, and we get this episode, which is completely irrelevant to the plot, and I hate the Katara Toph storyline. I've always hated that. That was my least favorite part of the chase.
That's why
the chase is not one of my favorite episodes. So this episode for me is going to go down as one of the worst of the series.
Oh, and Nightmares and Daydreams was one of the best.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Don't like Dylan 7, but you like 309.
Seriously.
Okay, let me talk for about this. Katara and Toph fighting in 307, as opposed to
hot.
Aang. The mud scene. And then we have a shot of Aang and Sokka going thumbs up. Then you put that.
I love Sokka's characterization in the episode. That's all I got.
I hated Sokka in this episode. He was such a dumb butt. In this episode, he was he's smiling when he said, "Dear Katara." That was my least favorite scene, maybe of the entire series.
I love that whole sequence between them on opposite sides of the cliff, and those two sitting there between them, and then them sending the note over there with Hockey.
That was the worst. Sokka was such a dumb butt in that episode.
My favorite was actually the Taka bonding, and I say this as someone who doesn't actually support Taka romantically, but when Sokka is telling Toph the story about how he doesn't remember their mother, I thought that was a really great scene.
Yeah,
I agree.
And the Runaway has naked Katara. What else could you want, Dylan? I mean, seriously.
That she was naked, Jake.
I could use more,
Yes, she was.
Don't know that. She could have had,
99.
Her bathing suit was different in this season. It doesn't have the shoulder straps anymore.
Yeah, it was a strapless bikini.
Oh, crap. All in my fantasy world.
So, yeah, then we get into 308. Amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh, that was amazing.
Well, after Halloween,
just incredible. And then 309, for me,
309, no.
Episode
no.
Episode with Katara secondary. That's why I liked it so much, because it was filler. I thought it was hilarious, because
it was
my
filler.
Two favorite characters focused on, and it was just great for me. And I expected it. See, it's all about expectations with me for episodes. I expected this to be filler.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect...
See, I expected it to be...
There's filler and there's filler.
Filler, and filler to be funny. Filler...
No.
I hate filler episodes.
Filler is bad.
A filler episode, because they Combustion Man, they tried to make it not filler, but it was filler. So I didn't like filler, because it was filler.
I like the funny aspect of Nightmares and Daydreams, because Samurai, Appa, and Momo were cool.
Samurai, Momo.
But I was expecting to see maybe, one of Sokka's nightmares, and maybe one of Katara's dreams. More development on some of the other characters was what I was expecting.
See, I guess
me
this
too.
Depends on
I would have liked that too.
See.
Yeah.
I could take Aang, Katara, and screw the rest of them. It's like, I don't care.
No. before this episode came out, people, you know, were speculating that it was going to be the different characters' nightmares and or daydreams. Like, people said that Kiss was, well, Zutarian said that Kiss was May's daydream, which it was not.
Which was not, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'd like to go back to 305 and say it at the I'm Bored, I Know scene, which will go down in history as amazing. And
the what scene?
I'm Bored.
Well, the one that YTV used as the commercial before aired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
over the beach. Yeah.
I watched that commercial for like 3 hours straight.
Monday, I'm bored. Tuesday, I'm bored.
I know.
Yeah, the YTV part of it made it like immortal.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a really good commercial.
Yeah. I watched. Okay. I think that commercial actually might be in my favorites on YouTube.
So
I'm not sure.
And the first half of the episode is a disappointment besides the Kat Eng scene, and then the second half.
Sucked. It all sucked.
The second half of Day of Black Sun.
I'm surprised.
It was the number 61 episode of the series.
Day of Black Sun, Jake. Second half of 311.
We
loved that episode.
On? Wow, yes,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
See, I think you still thought what you were talking about.
I thought we were still talking about 309. Wow.
311 did not make it in the upper echelon of episodes.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
All I have
it's
to say
is
that Boulder, how could you do that? The Boulder and that other guy.
The Hippo.
I can't remember. The Hippo, thank you.
See,
the Hippo.
310 is an average episode by far. But 311.
Yeah.
I guess I need to wait until after the finale airs, because...
Well, 310 was pretty cool with, like, those computer effects, like, with the submarines and the...
CGI. Let's get Martin on here and debate CGI.
Yeah, Martin doesn't like that. Martin's
no,
I don't like CGI.
It's
like
better
CGI.
Than some of the other computer effects that we'd seen in the
I like
show.
Computer effects when used in hand-drawn animation. I hate computer effects like Toy Story.
Okay, if you want to get Pixar, I will flame you, like, all day long. But anyway...
all I have to say about Day of Black Sun is thank you, Aang, but the Fire Lord is in another castle.
Exactly.
It was incredibly frustrating.
I mean, you know, all the Mario fans right there probably screamed out in terror.
Yeah, see, 311, well, I guess, yeah, I have to wait before for after the finale airs to classify. It's too soon. I like it's the last episode on. So, yeah, we'll see. So yeah, there's the whatever. There's the whatever. Okay, here's the $1 million debate. How was 301 to 311 total?
Sporadic.
No. Season 2 was sporadic. Season 3, I gotta say, the beginning was completely online, and it was completely focused.
I'd have to think
about
it.
It was focused, but... I thought that the entire part of season 3 up until Day of Black Sun was filler.
Okay.
So wait,
that was
fine.
Well,
the beginning.
What about the Avatar and the Fire Lord? That wasn't really filler.
Yeah, see,
that wasn't filler.
It wasn't filler.
I think in the middle of all the rest of the filler, it kind of lost its filler.
What is your definition of filler?
Here's what I'm about to say. Obviously, the beginning of season 1 did not have like as much plot as it could have, and you know why it did not have as much plot as it could have.
You meant season three.
Didn't have any battles in it.
Do you know why it didn't have any battles in it?
Because they can't bend.
Do you know why? I'm waiting
because we had a huge
Nick.
Battle
waiting,
of death
waiting,
and doom.
I'm waiting
before
for someone
that?
To blame Nick and say Nick forced them not to have that.
Oh well,
no
I wasn't
okay
that,
because but... this is a direct result. Of taking the Ba Sing Se storyline and taking the Eclipse. They have nothing else to do until the Eclipse. See, if they didn't take the Eclipse, then Aang would be learning firebending before. Aang would be... They would be visiting different areas. They would be free.
It'd be just the same standard...
It would be standard.
As the...
It would be done too soon, I guess, if they just went straight to...
No.
Right. Attacking
they
Fire
could
Nation.
Spread out Aang's firebending. They could go other places.
No, I mean, if they... Well, yeah, I guess.
It could be a season one again. So... Don't tell me that this is Nick's fault, because what else are they going to do for these episodes? Seriously.
Right, the writers had to stretch it out. They had to put in
they
these seasons, and I'm not blaming the writers.
Because
I'm not blaming the...
they went on this story.
I'm blaming...
Mike and Brian. I'm blaming Mike and Brian. Mike and Brian's fault they went on the Eclipse. Mike and Brian's fault. And then for me, it's easy to blame them. But actually, I want to blame Brian for this, but Brian isn't really storyline, so... And I don't want to blame Mike. I like Mike.
Well, I'd blame, you know, the executives who said, hey, make this 3 seasons instead of 2.
No, the executives did not make that decision. Mike and Brian made that decision.
All right.
Yeah,
decision was made a while ago.
It was, see, this is not Nick's fault in any way whatsoever, so if I see people trying
I'm just glad they didn't wind up extending it out to 4 seasons, because
no,
that would have been...
No, I am not glad, because they had plot
lines. He wants to see the Katang
plot. Maybe
if you guys
heard some of those plot lines, good.
Yeah, there was plenty of Katang in store for... Katang in store for... Season 4.
It was all planned out. Oh my God.
Look, he's crying now.
I'm almost
crying.
Well,
maybe if you're lucky, because M. Night is working with Mike and Brian, he might actually get more Katang in there for you.
You should email him, Dylan. Server.
Yeah, I should. I should be like, Katang now.
Katang now.
I want to go work on him.
I'll
work
see
on
the movie
10
times.
Yeah, seriously, this is what we'll do. We'll go out to California and get, like, volunteer jobs on the movie set. Just, like...
Yes.
I can do either makeup,
part of our DM
or I can
trip.
Do costume design.
Okay,
that'll
so
be
guys,
part of our DM trip.
So basically, don't blame the beginning of season... I like the beginning of season 3 because it was structured like season 1. They're both structured in the same manner. I like it.
Well, yeah, I liked it, too, because you kind of got what you had gotten season 1, and you get a good idea of what the Fire Nation is like and the different people that live there.
Yeah, that was definitely pretty cool, seeing the Fire Nation's culture.
And the propaganda.
Because before that, you know, we'd seen Water Tribe,
actually,
Earth
but,
Kingdom, Fire Nation.
Yes, this is what I see. For me, I don't need the battles. I'll say this 1,000 times. I don't need the battles. So this was great. It had a lot of Katang in the beginning of season. Not as much as I could hope for, but...
Dude, the headband was pure Katang.
The headband was amazing.
I cannot wait until they hit Dutar in that episode.
You saw the Dylan in the headband. You saw the come hither face and the you know you want me face.
Yes. Seriously, but it's all expectations. I saw 302 coming since February, and you can look back in an email I sent to Jake.
No.
In February, like I called it 302 that early.
You are guessing.
So?
You were guessing that it was going to be an animated version of Footloose.
No, I said we're going to have to. I said, it was like asking Jake
exactly.
For titles.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Kevin Bacon, Aang, what's the difference, you know?
So yeah.
Totally.
See, I knew 302 was going to come, so that's why I didn't necessarily.
Yeah, you saw it.
I had more expectations for Katang throughout the season. So yeah, don't classify season 3 yet based off of the beginning, because the end...
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I'm totally excited about the end of season 3.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back and forth. I don't know. The Boiling Rock, I want to see it. I'm ready for it to surprise me, but if it doesn't and it disappoints me, I'm just going to be so disappointed at it.
Yeah. I mean, set your expectations too high.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get too high for that. And then...
It's kind of nice, I guess, on that extent that we aren't getting, like, a whole lot of news because we can't get overexcited about it, but on the same time, the lack of...
We don't want excitement to die down, either. And, by the way, people, you don't stop going to forums because episodes haven't aired in what?
Right, because then you're going to miss stuff like the cover of Sozin's Comet, which is awesome.
It is awesome. And yeah. The Avatar say, let me say it right now, that does not affect our discussion. It does not necessarily mean Aang will
go with the Avatar.
No, because
the book's not canon.
Because it's a friggin' book. Even though it's an adaptation, it's a friggin' book, and it's a friggin' cover.
Yeah, friggin' book.
Did you see the cover, Aang?
Well, not only that, but usually with books, the cover artists don't actually read the book.
Yeah,
so the cover artist doesn't.
Now, the actual thing with inside the book is an adaptation, so that's real. So you could argue the title might actually be canon, but again, it's the title of the book, the cover of the book. Those things are not necessarily canon, not necessarily part
of
the adaptation.
But the title, we kind of know that, the season's going to end with the comet.
Well, no, we don't know that.
It's been set up since, the winter solstice, that the comet is coming. That's his deadline.
We will discuss as we get more info into the subject, a.k.a. the finale titles.
We'll discuss.
The finale titles, Jake, got those. Okay, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, I totally have them.
By the way, don't ask us for the finale titles, we don't even have them yet, guys. Okay?
So if I were to, like, IM you right now.
I would, like, block you and warn you.
You need to
block
your source, Jake, because we need some other news before outcomes.
Here's the thing. The Avatar staff is not in Avatar Studios anymore, so it's harder to get news because they're not there.
we'll talk to Rough-Tune, because you know she lives on the surf.
Yes,
let's get Rough-Tune. Secondary source.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Totally.
I mean, she responds more often than Giancarlo does.
Giancarlo hasn't been on in months. So yeah, what's the main theme of these episodes? There's so this is like a half of a season, so we can't necessarily classify it into one, but there's several themes. It's like good and bad, which is part of love versus power.
Leo 1 is angst with a double A.
Exactly.
Angst, totally.
Yeah.
You see,
in all parts.
Angst and honor.
This whole part is love versus power. We see the whole Roku Sozin struggle, which is all love and power. It's like Sozin going back and forth.
Headband is all love. Stuff.
Headband.
Oh, yeah. And from Ganda. And then it's that whole thing, the whole Hama scene, it's good versus bad.
That's
the
power
Fire Nation
too.
Citizen. Yeah. Fire Nation citizen.
Oh, yeah.
Are they good? Is Fire Nation good, bad? This is all love and power. It's all a great build-up. See, the main thing is the main theme, amazing build-up, I think we're going to see into, as we see debates among characters in the future. It's like, what are the repercussions if Zuko does join the group? That might be love versus power, too. So it's all this stuff.
And what are the repercussions if Katara ever bloodbends again, kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah, stuff like that. It's, this season is completely and purely love versus power. Or I like to say love versus hate. So it's one of the best...
Power is hating?
Well, I'll discuss this next podcast, guys. This is... Okay, so yeah, let's close things out and we'll preview next week. Hey, that's all for this week's podcast. Send questions to podcast@danglefang.net. I've been your main host, Ghost. I've been Ruth, who hasn't... Have you talked once... today,
yeah.
Once, maybe we're back.
The intro.
Melanie, Jake, and Elisa. Technical director Kevin. Musical remixes by Luke Tripp. I edit. Don't forget Jake. Next Friday, the 22nd, is the big day. Even though I might have to postpone it to Saturday, because I have something to do. It's Saturday at 8 a.m. So I'm not sure if I want to be recording at 12 a.m. So we'll see. But next week, I'll find some way to get it in. First podcast, the one that will actually come out on the 22nd or 23rd, we'll be talking about love versus hate/power. That whole podcast is just going to be one discussion on tying all the main themes together and setting us up for that epic Avatar State versus Katara discussion with a K. And we're going to have people who know what they're talking about on. Not that people don't know what they're talking about. I mean, I was like, you must submit a paragraph to be on this podcast.
I did.
Yeah,
I know. I submitted. You didn't even tell me. I submitted 2.5 pages.
Yeah, so we're
which I'm sure you still haven't read.
Martin's back for this. I think Kevin's going to be on. We're going to have Bronco on. I think the last time I talked to him, he's the one who sends in all those awesome emails on Avatar State vs. Katara. So we're going to get down to the core of the show, and after that, if you're looking at the podcast future, March is going to be fairly boring, I think. I don't know. And then we get into April and I'll go baseball and it'll be weird. May is like my free month. May before Memorial Day weekend, so that's why I hope finale airs on the 20th. I have nothing in May. And then it's going to get hard after Memorial Day weekend, so I'm not sure the future of the podcast is in jeopardy again, but we'll see. I think you can pull it off until the finale.
I
don't know. So, yeah. Yusin,
Playoffs. Don't hate the game.
Yes.
Hate the game, right?
No, yeah, exactly. Just Unison Playoffs. 1, 2, 3.
Playoffs.